That's Jack of Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Ag News brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hello. This is your water softener talking. I love Morton Salt Crystals.
Have you fed your water softener lately? Ensure you have softer feeling skin and hair with Morton Pure and Natural Water Softener Crystals. Stop by Farmers Union Oil to check out our variety of Morton salts. Your water softener will love you for it.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 34 degrees, Wednesday, December 6th, Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. Main Avenue Bridge was shut down for over an hour yesterday as firefighters put out a fire in the wooded area under the bridge. Fargo Fire Battalion Chief Brad Bissett said crews were called just before 8 p.m. on a report of smoke coming up from under the bridge. When they arrived, they could see a fire burning on the ground and began attacking it from the top of the bridge. Crews then strung hoses to the ground where they soaked the area to prevent any flare-ups. Bissett said that bonfires are allowed in Fargo, but they must be attended at all times on the owner's property. The final defendant has been sentenced for a murder and assault on Minnesota's Red Lake Indian Reservation in 2019. Daniel Barrett of Redby was given 12 years in prison for his role in the crime. Barrett was with Mia Sumner and Alexia Cutbank, and Cutbank fatally shot Daniel Johnson and injured another person. Rose Seward was accused of driving the getaway car. Barrett pleaded guilty last year but broke pretrial release orders and was taken back into custody last month. Cutbank was previously sentenced to 20 years, Sumner to 10 years, and Seward to 2 years in prison. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
Breckenridge Public Utilities is working toward a cleaner energy future. About 90% of the electricity provided by Breckenridge Public Utilities already comes from clean renewable resources like wind, solar, and hydropower. Our Bright Energy Choices program lets customers purchase renewable energy credits, or RECs, to offset the rest of their usage, making them 100% carbon-free. The cost for an average homeowner to participate is less than $1 a month. Help protect our environment by supporting renewable energy. For more information, contact Breckenridge Public Utilities.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem outlined her budget vision yesterday, emphasizing tighter spending amid rising inflation, while also proposing funding increases for K-12 education, healthcare providers, and state employees. Second-term Republican governor's budget plan through fiscal year 2025 came in advance of the legislative session, which begins January 9th. State lawmakers and other officials gathered in the State House chamber to hear about Noem's budget, which she said prioritizes people over programs. Earlier this year, she signed a $7.4 billion budget for fiscal year 2024 and a four-year sales tax cut she wants to see made permanent next year. Her fiscal year budget 2025 budget proposal is nearly $7.3 billion. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information now or anytime you need it, just go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Temperature's been rising overnight. Fast-moving warm front turned the wind around to the south. It's 10 to 20, gusting to 25. And we're a full 10 to 15 degrees warmer than we were yesterday morning. Mostly in the low to mid-30s on the way to a sunny high in the 50s the next 2 days. Then some rain tomorrow night through Friday, mixing with or changing to snow. Should be less than a tenth of an inch of moisture, but a cold rain with snow and 30 to 35 mile an hour winds out of the north. Going to make Friday a most unpleasant day for outdoor work and critters that live outdoors. Meanwhile, back to our dream weather. Sunshine today, mid-50s. South wind 10 to 20, gusting 25. Cloudy overnight, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Again, low to mid-50s. South-southeast wind. And then tomorrow night through Friday, a cold rain and a 30 to 35 mile an hour north wind, mixing with or changing to a little light snow Friday night. This weekend, Blue sky, high in the low 30s. Enjoy your weather. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Here we are, 9:35. Good morning. 34 degrees, partly cloudy. Yeah, it is December 6th. I keep having to look at the calendar thinking, well, doesn't seem like it when you're talking temps in the upper 40s and low 50s, but that's what we can possibly expect today, maybe, and tomorrow as well. So, again, get out and enjoy some of that. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club in-house this morning. Good morning, my friend.
Good day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine with 50-degree temps on the 6th of December.
What do they call that? El Nino?
El Nino is supposedly where we're at now. We'll see.
You said I was listening to, when I was coming down here, and the cold air is on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. Russia's got it?
Russia's got it.
Oh, well.
They can keep it.
Absolutely.
Well, we are here to talk about, 2023 almost in the books here.
Yeah.
And again, the Sportsman's Club, post-pandemic, you guys have been so busy.
Oh, man.
And this year was no exception.
No, we had a lot of things going on. Our fall stuff kicked off in August. We were planning the Carp and Sucker Derby, but river conditions and so on didn't allow for that.
Right.
But we just didn't sit on our laurels on that one.
You never do.
No. The fall was busy. A youth goose hunt, waterfowl hunt, pheasant hunt. And then we did a veterans hunt. We worked with the Band of Brothers. We had a ladies rooster roundup. And then the smoker.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that was fun. It got a lot of people out. We had a fantastic night. You know, financially the club did well, and we want to send out a big thank you to everybody that supported us, all the sponsors, all the people that came out and bought tickets and played the games, and you know, and like I said, it was a fun night.
Well, and it's always a fun night.
Yeah,
it is. And you guys do so many things, and a lot of it, you can't just do that for nothing. It takes
the smoker basically runs everything that we do. Yeah. and we had 27 sponsors this year that stepped up and said, yeah, we like what you do, and we're going to help you out.
There are a lot of people like what you do, Greg.
And then if I did a quick count here, there's over 200 individuals or businesses that donated to that event for us. And it was, like I said, it was just a fun night.
Makes for a great auction, too, when you got that much to pick
it
from.
It does. You know, we had over 120 items, I believe it was, on the general raffle, you start calling out those numbers, and we had a group of ladies that came from the ladies rooster roundup, and they had been busy all day long. Well, they sat at a table and they started winning, and it spread all the way across the
contagious.
All the way across the room, and they're jumping up and yahoo, you know, and they're having a great time, and it starts spreading across, because we call another number, and it's three tables over, and the same thing happens.
Seems like there was more buzz about the smoker. I mean, just a great positive buzz about the smoker. Yeah. Everybody was talking about it this year.
We worked pretty hard on getting advertising out, and as we talked to the businesses, you know, we're leaving posters and so on. And, it was – we were talking about that. The committee was talking about that, and if we were a week earlier – the weather would have cooperated, because you remember a week earlier before the smoker, it rained.
That's right.
And guess who would have showed up?
Mm-hmm.
But as it dried out, I understand. Harvest comes first.
Yeah, farmers had to get out there, time was of the essence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, we had a great time. We had a lot of people there, very few empty chairs, and gave away quite a few firearms.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah, we did. big kudos to Rich Truesdell. He's as soon as the last year smoker gets over with, he starts looking for deals, and he came up with a number of them.
Right.
So he does a really great job for us.
So you came in here with a big smile on your face, being the retired guy that you are. And you and I laugh about that because I think you're busier now than you are when you were working. But you've been hauling hides.
Yeah. I got a phone call from Manoc Meats, and the person that or the company that used to pick up the deer hides from Manox wasn't able to do that for whatever reason. So Sportsman's Club has the dumpsters out. One is for carcasses and one's for hides. They're out at Tractor Supply.
Mm-hmm.
So when Manoc called, and I made a few phone calls to the club members and said, hey, guess what? And we rolled down there with a trailer and filled up the dumpster.
Wow.
And, yeah, we used that money to help pay for the dumpsters and that. I was out there yesterday. The carcass dumpster is level full, so it's getting a lot of use, and that's what it's for.
It's what we you really want to see, right?
Absolutely. The first time we did that, local game warden said, that's the best thing you could have done. I got so many less calls on having carcasses dumped in the tree lines and all of that. And he said, okay, we're doing the right thing.
So you're taking that off his plate, too. That's a good thing.
Yep. The other thing we're involved in is with we're a partner with the Southeast North Dakota Community Action Partners, and you may have heard Sportsmen Against Hunger. Okay, what that is, if a hunter harvests a deer and for whatever reason cannot utilize the entire animal, they can take it to Manoc Meats or Fairmont Lockers and turn it over to them. They'll process it, and the meat will go to the local food pantry, and between the partnership of the Community Action and the Sportsman's Club, we pay for the processing.
That's fantastic.
So it doesn't cost the hunter anything.
That's a win-win.
Yeah, and last year we did that quite often. There was a lot of meat that went to the food pantry through this program. So
keep doing good things, Greg Drew.
We try. And like I mentioned, the dumpsters are out. They'll be there for probably another week, maybe two.
Okay.
And then we're going to pull them. But it's open to anybody, any deer hunter that wants to dispose of a carcass. Mm-hmm. You know, the dumpster's out there, and feel free to use it.
So that's what's going on now. Mm-hmm. Can we look ahead 2024? Can you tease us a little bit?
The first one would be February and the High Camp Youth Fishing Derby.
Huge.
Big partnership with the High Camp construction folks. And, yeah, last year there was 200 kids.
Wow.
Give or take. And you know, parents and grandparents and mom and dads come out, so there was a lot of people.
I was going to say, that's turned into a big family event.
It really has. You'll see some of the folks come down, and the grandparents will stop and say, this is just a great. Yeah, you know, I get to take my kids out, and I don't have to do a lot of work.
Sure, absolutely.
And they have a great time. And we feed them all. You know, they've got hot dogs and hot chocolate and cookies and places to warm up if they need it, so.
And that kind of kicks off what you guys do for kids too. Is that high camp?
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first in the series. And then we go to the summer fishing. You know, we've got the Vince Herding Derby, and we've got the Dick Bell Derby, and we've got the Brunkhorst Derby, and then the whole cycle.
A lot of derbies going on.
Again, yeah,
right.
And we do have a junior wildlife program where every month there's some activities for the kids. There's about a hour and a half once a month, and it's just a wide variety of things. We take them down to Tiawaka, and they go over to the Educational Center in Fergus. They go down to the zoo, outdoor cooking on cast iron, you know, just a whole bunch of different things. And
how much fun is that when you're a kid? Talk about great memories.
Well, you and I talked earlier, I can't remember what month it was, but they went out to the company that does honey, and forgive me if I get this wrong, but I don't know if it was Milner or Lisbon where they went, and I didn't bring my notes, But it was one of those where, you know, I've never seen that. I would really like to go.
Nice.
My schedule wouldn't let me go with them. Mm-hmm. But it's just a whole bunch of different things that get the kids outside and get them exposed to a few things, you know. And
as it should be.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you know, back to the fall, we've got the youth hunts again, and we're already planning our smoker. So
I bet you are. It takes about a year to get all that together.
It really does. There's a lot of things that need to go into it, and a lot of people involved. I'm going to switch over here.
Sure.
I got a sheet. I'm going to for our smoker committee. It's Rich and Becky Truesdale, Abby and Kelly Carlson, Kurt Mund, and Justin Krantz. And this year there was a switch. Kurt had been the chairman for a number of years, and he had some other things going on where he couldn't spend that much time. So Rich Truesdale stepped up, and he is now the chairperson and did a great job for us. So thanks to everybody that came out and supported us at the Smoker and, like I said, bought tickets and played games. And had a whole lot of fun. And had a lot of fun, and, you know, businesses that donated. It was a good year.
And bigger and better next year. You just keep growing this thing.
That's the plan. I love it. Absolutely.
Greg, anything else you want to add? It's been a good 2023. Thank you for coming in and giving us reports and keeping us updated, too.
Okay. So. We get closer to the High Camp Derby. We'll be in and talking more about that.
Absolutely. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
And, folks, if you missed any of our interviews, including this one with Greg, everything will be posted in podcast form on our website. That'll happen early this afternoon. Just go to kbmwnews.com. It's 9:46, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. I'm your little radio alarm clock, waking you up weekday mornings from 6 until 10. Hey, it's Dablo at the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.